Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street. I think the world is going slightly mad here. I'd love your opinion on this. It's got to do with a doctor who is in some way linked to Australia, but she's had this row with Qantas, the airline, and it's up on Twitter, and it's quite a rage at the moment. The doctor's called Dr. Siobhan O'Dwyer, an Australian currently working in the United Kingdom, and is less than happy with the fact that someone around the airport called her Miss as opposed to Doctor. And on Twitter she says, "Hey Qantas, my name is Dr. O'Dwyer. My ticket says Dr. O'Dwyer. Do not look at my ticket, look at me, look back at my ticket, decide it's a typo and call me Miss O'Dwyer. I did not spend 8 years at university to be called Miss." So is that just a grumpy, humpy sort of a woman who is, you know, a little bit up her own whatever? Or does she have a very, very good point? Now, she is getting some support, quite obviously, from other doctors, who one of them saying, I went to high school, I finished, went to university, I'm a doctor, I'll be damned if some trolley dolly decides what I'm going to be called, is one of the lines that are coming up there. And this lady, Dr. O'Dwyer, says, "I'm copping so much flack," she gets a lot of stick obviously for saying it, "this was not about my ego, it was about highlighting some of the thousands of instances of sexism that women encounter every day. It's not about the title, it's about the fact that this wouldn't have happened if I was a man." Is that true now? Is that true? Because I, you know, seeing there that the trolley dolly reference is quite insulting towards a person who works on an airline, because I'm not sure whether a trolley dolly is male or female, but it's a rather insulting term that has been used. And it's very often used about people who basically push the trolley up and down the aisle of the aeroplane. So there's an insult in there from a doctor. But getting back to Dr. O'Dwyer, does she have a point? And she's a young woman. She looks about 30. There's a picture of her here. And she's obviously very proud of being a doctor, but she doesn't like the idea that someone looked at the ticket, looked at her, looked back at the ticket, and then called her Miss, even though it said Doctor on the ticket. Are doctors, and this is not necessarily a medical doctor, by the way, this could be someone who's basically, what do doctors do, PhDs or whatever, so she is a doctor and she wants to be referred to as such, and she proudly puts it on her ticket, so therefore she expects to be respected whenever someone is reading that ticket. Would it happen only to a woman? That's the question I'm asking you. Or indeed, would you possibly look at a ticket, see, you know, Dr. Frank Mitchell, and think, I'm not calling you doctor. Right, Mr. Mitchell, what can we do for you? Let me speak to Mavis. Mavis, good morning.
Hello, Frank. Good morning.
Mavis, are you just a Mavis? You're not a doctor or a madame?
No,
or
I'm the one that phoned Baron, about the poo.
Baroness? You phoned about what?
I phoned about the dog poo on the Laggan not so long ago.
Oh, Mavis, people do. You know, of all the calls that I remember, the one about the dog poo on the Laggan sticks out in my mind. what's your opinion about this doctor?
This doctor, yes, is a new breed. It's a part of the new breed. And I've had experience of two such like her.
Don't name them, by the way. Don't name them.
No, I'm not going to. But they refer to, like, say, a gas engineer as a little handyman. That's only a little handyman, which is a gas engineer who has to be qualified or he'd be in jail. This new breed are so different, and I really do worry for their people in the hospitals. Now, it applies to some of the young men as well, but you never hear of people our age, more or less our age, wanting to be referred as doctor this and doctor that. And it, young men as well, it applies to both sexes, but this young lady here has just offended a young lady as a trolley dolly. And the one that I'm talking about offended a gas engineer as just a little handyman. Don't send them around to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the trolley dolly, I think, was a different doctor that said it, in fairness.
Oh, I see.
It said about the, she wasn't, he, whoever said, it must have been a bloke, said he wasn't going to take any lip from a trolley dolly. But this doctor, and this is important as well, and I respect all doctors, all who've done their PhDs, listening to the programme. I'm now standing, actually. I'm saluting you. I feel I'm in awe of all of you. But because I'm leading up to asking the difficult question here. Is a doctor of philosophy, which Dr. O'Dwyer is, you know, as high up the doctor's chain as the medical doctor? You know, there's something about a medical doctor. When I meet a doctor, I'm impressed. You know, a white-coated doctor or a GP or someone who works in the medical services, and they've got the stethoscope around their neck and the badge on their lapel, and they're a doctor. I think, jeepers, you're a doctor. That's a proper doctor. Is a doctor of philosophy worthy of having DR before him, his or her name? And the answer instantly is yes, yes, yes. Don't get me wrong, all you learner doctors. But I'm just asking the question, do people really think that doctors of philosophy or doctors of science or whatever should be going around calling themselves doctor? You know, fair play to you. You've got it on a certificate somewhere. But you're not a real doctor. Is that an acceptable question to ask?
Frank, honestly, they should be just like normal people, and you demand respect. You see a doctor, you respect them, and he/she should respect you back.
Yeah, but you're talking about medical doctors. You're talking about medical doctors.
Yes, I am. Yes, but at the same time, if she wants respect from anybody, she should respect the person that she is speaking to with, or who is carrying out their job on a daily basis. They may not be as qualified as she is, but they're doing their job and they should be respected the same way. And I'm sure they didn't do that intentionally either, unless you would like to put a badge on and just say that, oh, I'm a doctor, you know, just refer to me as a doctor.
Well, she does feel that they did it intentionally, because she says she handed over her ticket to, obviously it was a male member of staff with the airline, and she says, my ticket says Dr. O'Dwyer, do not look at my ticket, look at me, look back at the ticket, decide it's a typo and call me Miss O'Dwyer. I did not spend 8 years at university to be called Miss. I am a doctor. So she's a doctor of philosophy. Mm-hmm. And I, to be honest, know some doctors of philosophy and people who are not medical doctors. And I've never, yeah, ever called them doctor, because they're not so far up their own backside that they want called doctor. But the medical guys and girls, I absolutely call them doctor, because, you know, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but there's something more doctory about being that sort of doctor than being the other doctor.
Yes, I agree with you there, Frank, yes. And I wouldn't call them Mr. or Mrs. unless they have got a title of a Mr. Or a Miss, you know, Miss or Mrs. or Ms. But maybe the member of staff did do this on purpose, but wouldn't it be good to know if he really called everybody coming off the plane Miss or Miss?
Yeah, but you do have the option, of course, to give yourself a title when you apply for a ticket. And if you write down doctor, I think it's a commentary on your personality, unless you are a medical doctor. If you write down doctor because you have a PhD, you know, fair play to you. You've got a PhD, you are a doctor, but there's just something about you that, you know, that says, I'm a doctor. There's a wee bit of that, isn't there?
There is a wee bit of that, yes. Well, you see, this is the thing is, I think people should like to travel incognito. It's like if you were a Bono, you would try your best not to be recognised and get a wee bit of peace and quiet on a plane. So what's the difference?
This is true. I must ask Bono the next time I see him if that's the way it is. Mavis, thank you very much indeed. Mavis, thank you. Stuart has a point that he would like to make about doctors and the variety of people who hold doctorates. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, Frank.
It's a very proud thing, by the way, to achieve. You should be very proud of it. It's something that should give you a sense of achievement to have secured your PhD.
Well, Frank, I'm an engineer. I spent a lot of time training to be an engineer. many years attaining qualifications, and I don't go around expecting people to do that. I'm just Stuart or like Mister, you know. I don't expect anybody like that. I think people who demand to be called a doctor, it's somebody who's got a high horse, you know, and they sort of want to say that they're better than somebody else. And to me, that's wrong. Everybody's just trying to get on in life, so why make it out that you're better than anybody else?
Yeah, she does sound a wee bit like a clown when she says, I didn't spend 8 years at university to be called Miss. Like, as if there's something wrong with being called Miss.
Yeah, that I agree totally. It's just, you know, there's nothing wrong with being called Miss. Mister, they could have called her Yes Love or whatever.
Oh, jeepers. Don't say that, Stuart. Don't say that.
I know, but that's
I'm going to have to put the delay button on. You cannot say that. That is a sin.
Yes, that's the thing, but that's where they had the respect to call them Miss. And they might have just looked at it and just said, and might not have just looked at the name and the tech and said, Miss, and not thought about the doctor, you know.
Can I
just say something else? I just want to put a call out to anybody in the DOE, the road service, whoever it is. Can somebody please have a look at that Portaferry Road and try and figure out a way to make it safer, especially around past Finlay's Road? Me and my wife were one of the first at the scene at that accident on Sunday. And after having spoken to the air ambulance, it was the third time in 2 weeks he'd been down to that corner in particular. Somebody really needs to look at something or try and reduce the speed there or do something, because it's a dangerous, dangerous road.
It's a very, very good point, Stuart. And our thoughts are with the people who were affected by the tragedies in that area in recent times. And all of us as road users have a responsibility, but maybe something absolutely needs to be done about those accident black spots. Thank you. And a shocking experience for you to come across that. But Stuart, thank you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Look at your texts here. Oh, Dr. O'Dwyer's getting a bit of backing here. I'll check to see exactly what you're saying in relation to the doctor after this. Dr. O'Dwyer is not coming out of this very well, I'm afraid. Gosh, you're having a real go at her. Here's someone who's very well educated saying, I cannot believe how up themselves this young person is being about being a doctor. As long as people address you politely, you should be happy. Anyway, I have a master's from Trinity in Cambridge. I have come across some absolute numpties who went on and got academic doctorates. So there's a person who's, you know, not singing from the rooftops that they are incredibly well schooled. Frank, I would dread to think what her bedside manner would be like if she managed to get so upset about the Miss title. Yeah, but she's not a medical doctor. She's a doctor of philosophy. And she just wants to be recognised as having her PhD. This one says, oh, if only that doctor on Twitter was on that Dubai flight before the ambulance was called with everyone being sick. Imagine if she was addressed as doctor and everyone got sick and shouted for her, doctor, help me, doctor. Everyone on the plane, I'm sure she'd wind her neck in then. You're also having a go at people who have double-barrel surnames. Where did this come from? It's an interesting one, actually. It is relevant. It's something I would like to discuss maybe on the programme on another day. And I have a lot of friends, by the way, who've been married recently and they now have the double-barreled surname. So I'm not knocking these people at all, but you're bringing it up. And there is an interesting one here where someone says they know a Miss Richardson Sykes and she is marrying a Mr. Wilson Dodds. So will their first child be called Miss or Master Richardson Sykes Wilson Dodds? That's a hell of a name. And could you imagine then if that child was to marry another child from a family of double barrel surnames, would that child then have, what, 8 surnames? Now, did they think ahead before they started this double barreled surname initiative? However, I'm not knocking it. Some of my best friends have double-barreled surnames. Jimmy has a point to make. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing? Every time I hear something like this on the radio, it always reminds me of the late, great Gerry Anderson, and he read out an analogy one day of an old professor. He was holidaying in Ireland, and he needed to take a wee boat across to an island to do a bit of fishing. And on the way over, he was chatting with the boatman, and he asked him, I would love to know the name of the poem, by the way, if anybody knows it. I think it's called Little Boat Man. But on the way across, the professor asks, what do you call your boat? And he says, well, I haven't got a name on it because I can't write. And then on the went further, he says, would you give it a number? And he says, no, I don't know anything about numbers either, you know. So anyhow, they're rowing on, and as they're going on, a storm blows up, and the professor's getting worried, and the old boatman says, I think we're going to sink. And he says, well, what do we do now? And he says, the old professor, you swim. And you can guess what his answer was. The professor couldn't swim. So, no, everybody's got their own skills, you know.
Jimmy, very well put, very well put. Uh-huh. I can well imagine Jerry telling that whole story. Andrew, good morning.
Hello, Frank. Hello.
Yes, Andrew, fire away, boy, fire away.
Yes, Frank, I was just listening to the comments about the lady who complained about not getting her proper title. Really, I think she needs to get over herself. With the greatest of respect to anyone who has spent that number of years at university and earned the title, yes, she's totally justified, but I think she really needs to not get annoyed when somebody doesn't give her the proper title. Just when I was listening to it, another occasion sprang to mind. Recently, I was in a queue at Belfast Airport, and the gentleman standing in front of me was standing with his hands behind his back with his boarding card facing outwards, and I could read all the details on it. And this gentleman had put down his title as Sir.
I like the sound of this man. I like the sound of him.
As it had turned out, I read his name, which I'll not mention, of course, and I thought, oh, I know you. And I'm now retired, and this gentleman's now retired, but I had occasion to be in the same working environment as him several years ago, and from his attitude, or the way his attitude was at work, I thought, well, that's just exactly like you, you know, that just says it all, that you have put Sir on your ticket. And,
Andrew,
you know, so it's quite a similar situation. I mean, I'm not saying he hasn't justified getting the title of Sir, but you know, I don't think Sir, Doctor doesn't make them any better people than any of the rest of us.
Oh, totally. They're no better people, but there's something about Sir. Jeepers, if you were knighted now and you were filling in your old EasyJet boarding pass and you had a chance to put Sir on it, wouldn't you do it? Wouldn't you do it? What about these double barrel names? We'll touch on that on a different day. You're having a go at people who sound as if they're very posh with their double barrels. However, it's not that. It tends to be women who are retaining their maiden name. So there's a very, very good reason for it. But Miss Richardson Sykes, Wilson Dowds could have problems in the future.